Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth and final hour. Attorney Phil Berg, the new information on Barry Sitaro, our imposter president, coming up. They say Obama will be remembered for this health care bill. I agree. And if we can destroy this imposter politically, we have a better chance of defeating this health care bill if we hold the Republicans' feet to the fire. Laura in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
I want to say that you're doing a great thing, and I am angry. And I've already went to a church, and I've handed out for all the Republic. And each and every individual at that church is ready to go to other churches, and we're ready to wake them up right now. I have three children, and I'm in this fight, and they're stepping on the wrong people's toes right now.
Well, I hear your resolve. I hear your anger, and I hear the love for your children. Exactly. Just with my film, Follow the Republic, that exposes the real government, the banks, the true power structure. If every American saw it, game over. It'll shatter the left-right paradigm. They keep double-teaming us, manipulating us, and if people are angry, if we use this anger, that's a big part of the solution. With people finally angry, if we can keep them angry and focus that, this could blow up in the enemy's face. Go ahead.
And also, duty is ours. Results are God's. That's what Richard Mack said, and I will remember that. So the duty is ours, and once we put forth the duty of reaching out to these people that do not know about this health care bill, that it will cause them to give us forced abortions. That's one thing I know that the church will not agree with, and that they will force vaccinate us. I will not put up with this. This is this is just fascism.
That's right. That's right. Under the federal guidelines, they say what care you get, and they will refuse you if you don't take shots. And in there, it says the abortions are funded. The executive order means nothing. They'll just shell game the money. It is paying for abortions. No excuse.
And it's time for it to be nullified, and it will be nullified. And I will bring my video camera to each and every convention, and I will stand up against tyranny, and I will bring the churches with me. I will not bow down to this Illuminati.
And every time a scumbag that voted for this goes to a town hall, you bring your church, and you get in those scumbags' faces, and you run them out, and we take the electronic voting machines out, and we roll it all back. We know the government's illegitimate and criminal, and we're not putting up with it.
Right. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. Good to hear from you, Laura. I like your spirit. Bob in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Hi, Alex. Love your show. Thank God you're on the air. Listen, I understand how everybody feels. The bottom line is this guy's not the president. Everything he signs is null and void. That's it. We have a judicial system or whatever's left of it. We have to use it. If you use violence, that's what they want. Use the judicial system first. See what happens with that. What do you think about that, Alex?
I agree. He definitely has a fake name. We're going to show you photos of him as a child and the teacher and his school records. Pull up the school record, Barry Sitaro school admission records, because there's a photocopy of that online. And he admits it's real. His name isn't even Barack Obama. Everything is fake. And they do this on purpose to set the precedent.
Null and void. Everything he signs is null and void. Thank you, Alex.
Well said, Bob. You too. God bless you. We're going to talk about how he's a fraud coming up in a minute. Andy in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, Alex, you know, when I hear you play that opening theme song to Rat Patrol, man, you bring me back to memories. And let me be the first to welcome you, Alex, to the United Soviet States of the People's Republic of America. I know you don't like that, but I think you got to do a justice to the great state of Texas. You know, us northerners up here, I know why, but I'll bet you a lot of people don't understand why Texas is the Lone Star State. Now, I'm not mistaken. I believe Texas did not want to be a part of the federal government. Is that correct?
And they signed a treaty to enter the United States that Texas would have its absolute full powers under the 10th Amendment and that it could leave anytime it wanted to.
Buddy, I think a lot of other states are going to follow the role model, and we'll all become the Lone Star State, Alex. Best wishes.
Well, it's better than being slaves. America's been captured by foreign banks. Our government doesn't exist. It's a group of criminals raping us. And until we get our government back, it doesn't exist. And I say all the states should secede, because I'm not going to be Barack Obama's slave. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the photos of Barry Sitaro in the Mail newspaper. He's got his teacher talking about his name being Barry Sitaro. We've got the school admittance form, religion Islam. And I'm not attacking Muslims. The point is he lies about all this. He was raised as a Muslim, both his dads. He lies about it. His real name's Barry Sitaro. His school records are all sealed in the U.S. in college. He clearly had CIA connections. Barry Sitaro. See that at the very top? Religion, Islam. And I'll show you this document cam shot. Meet the chubby boy with the curly hair. New photographs of Barack Obama childhood in Indonesia emerge. And how he was Barry Sitaro. And another issue, I want to read from the back of Fall of the Republic. It talks about President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. That is high treason. And they're doing this to set precedents. We've got a top lawyer on who can explain how this is being done by design. So I guess Schwarzenegger can be president. Next, they'll tell us he was born here. Philip J. Byrd is a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor and U.S. Senate in Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic State Committee, and attorney with offices in Montgomery County, PA. It's an active practice in Philadelphia, PA. He is a paid life member of the NAACP and voluntary fire police for 27 years. Phil Berg, philjberg.com. ObamaCrimes.com, and you want a march to go to on the health care, the birth certificate, all of it, he's got a date. You need to be there. All of you that want to have a big march, here it is. And the alternative media cover it. It'll be out there regardless with millions of views. Now, we're going to talk to Phil, who's a Democrat, by the way, about his view of this health care plan as well. And we're going to continue with your phone calls. But first, the issue of Obama's illegitimacy. If we can prove, and we have proven he uses a fake name, and then he's not a U.S. citizen, everything he's done is null and void. This is a very serious issue right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have absolutely got to get out there ahead of this right now and take our states back. As a former deputy attorney general in your state, as a skilled practitioner of law, someone who's practicing the federal and state courts, Phil Berg, on the health care issue first, how do you see us defeating this? I mean, it's discriminatory. Some of the big unions are exempt from the Cadillac policy tax. Some states are more exempt than others. It forces people who don't want insurance to go pay money to private groups. The insurance companies wrote this. Phil Berg.
My pleasure to be on your show, Alex. As you just said forth, there's so many reasons to knock this bill out, to overturn this bill. I think various attorney generals in various states have already filed suit. Many, many more are going to come. But you highlight the significant part. It's just unfair. They made a deal with the unions. They made a deal with certain states. You know, here the federal government is forcing people to buy insurance. And that's different than the federal government taxing people. And if you don't buy insurance, they're going to penalize you, and the penalties are going to increase, and the penalties to the companies here. This is just a really socialist takeover. Every member, what you said here, anyone who voted for that bill, people should vote against them this year. If there's not a strong, or in some places, if a Republican didn't file an action against them, because a lot of the deadlines for filing have passed, especially here in Pennsylvania, then people should run as an independent in those districts and find out how to get on the ballot, because this is really outrageous. 80% of the people in the country say they do not want health care reform. And what do we have here? They pass it anyhow. They don't care about us. The kickbacks that some of these people must be getting, the money under the table, the promises by Obama and other people, so many people must be making, Obama's friends have to be making a fortune to push this forward. But the other thing is, they give some benefits this year, but the taxation starts this year, and other benefits, supposed benefits, don't kick in to 2014. That means they're going to have to, they're going to tax for 10 years to pay benefits for 6 years. I mean, this is just totally outrageous, and we have to do everything we can. Right now, I know Gary Krep, he's going to file a lawsuit. The various attorney generals are filing a lawsuit. And also, history goes back that if enough pressure goes on, I mean, it looks doubtful, but Congress could repeal the act. But the best way to get them to repeal is really, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, as you said, they have to vote out all these people, even the people on safe seats. I don't think any Democratic safe seat is safe right now when 80% of the people in this country don't want it.
Well, Phil Berg, you said it, though. I've been saying 70-plus percent, but many polls now show 80% or more when people actually read the bill. I mean, the federal government, and I read the provision earlier, I'll pull it out because I want to read the quote again from the bill. Under this comparative care, it says the IRS will decide and will be looking at your medical records and your bills. Everything goes to them now, and they're going to share it with other agencies, that if you get treatments that they say shouldn't be covered, even if you own your own insurance, they're going to put extra taxes on you. I mean, this gets involved in commerce. This gets involved in free choice. This makes private individuals buy a plan from a private group. We know the insurance companies really wrote this bill, and their stock's way up. What about lawsuits against the insurance companies for going in and lobbying to make the government make you pay them money?
Perhaps. And the other thing is, when you mentioned IRS, I think I saw in the bill there that they're going to hire 16,000 new IRS agents.
Now it's 20.
Oh, it's 20,000. To look at you and look at me, and I mean, it's outrageous. The IRS should not be involved in this. I mean, there's so many factors here, and everyone, we have to pay attention the next couple of days, because there's so many different things in this 2,000-page document that no one's even read. And it's outrageous. I think we have to do everything. And I think the people that you have empowered up to now have to be empowered more to stand up and not let any of these, there should be, when the break comes up now for Easter and Passover and these Congress people go back home, if they're holding town halls, people should really go after these things and tell them how upset they are. Some of the people, like I'm right outside of Philadelphia, and the districts here are considered very safe Democratic seats because they're like probably 80%, 90% Democratic.
Yeah, so is Kennedy's seat. So was Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, and that's the issue. A lot of Democrats are mad about this.
Oh, right, right. The people really are when you get down the rank and file, down to the people here. So I think you have to keep your message out there. I'm going to put my message out. Now, you mentioned, and I don't have a firm date, as soon as I do, any day now, we're planning a birth certificate eligibility march on Washington. And on that, we can tack on this health care thing. I think this could turn out to be the biggest march in the history of Washington, D.C. And if the people come out and the national media, we can force them. Once you get so many people, they're going to have to cover this, and we're going to insist on it. We're asking people to bring a copy of the birth certificate. Note my words out there, people. Obama is a phony. Obama is a fraud. Obama is a usurper. As Alex will go into and show the pictures, the issue is really not even where he was born. I really do believe 1,000% he was born in Kenya. Therefore, he's not natural born. But more significant is the adoption. He's adopted in Indonesia. Once he's adopted, people stop and think for a minute. You know people in your neighborhood or relatives that are adopted. And I had a discussion with an immigration.
You have to give your citizenship up. If you adopt a Korean baby, they give up the Korean citizenship and become American. If Koreans adopt an American, you give up your American, you become a Korean. We know he was adopted as an Islamicist in Indonesia. End of the story. His name is Barry Sataro. He is a fraud.
Absolutely, and that's why the people, when you explain this about a Korean, you explain about the Haitian children coming over, and then you turn about Obama, but they agree on everything else except Obama. Wake up, America, and I'm not talking about your listeners. Wake up the people that are supporting Obama and stuff like that. He's a fraud. He's a phony. I keep saying these things. No one's locking me up. No one's shutting me down because I'm right on it. So since the courts are taking their time, then this march, I think, could be significant because we will have a great march and bring in people from all over this great country. I've had phone calls, even without a firm date. I've had people calling from about 20 states already. I had a gentleman call the other day from Massachusetts. He said, I'm handicapped. I'm coming. You know, this is outrageous what's going on, and I think we have to hold everyone responsible. The march, a peaceful march, by the way, some people are trying to tie me into violence. We don't want violence. We're going to have a peaceful march of, I hope to have over a million. I hope to have 2 million people. Within like 3 hours of Washington, D.C., lives like one-third of the nation. And
this will also send a message to the Republicans who've been attacking you, the birthers, and saying, how dare you do this, when over half of registered Republicans in polls question his authenticity and his providence. How dare the Republican Party leadership try to protect Barry Sataro?
Well, the problem is, and I think you said it basically on that, the problem is many people in Washington of both parties, the higher they become, they're in bed together, and they really could care less about us. I mean, even though the Republicans didn't support this health care thing, you know, the pressure could have been on out here more so than they did. I mean, they held it off as much as they could, but the pressure should now be on the Republicans to get more Republicans elected this year so they can repeal this act, because this is not a good act. You know, we do need medical reform in this country, but not the way they just shoved it down our throats. And with that, the taxation on individuals, the taxation on businesses if they don't take out health care, the IRS looking over the shoulder. I understand there's a provision there that if you don't pay the bill or something like that, they'll attach your bank account. I mean, this is really
there,
and we have to stop it.
I mean, imagine all the IRS's unconstitutional abuses, and now they're going to every month be looking at your paycheck records and the health care you've gotten and fine you if you get health care they don't agree with. That is in the bill.
And that, if that's not Big Brother, I don't know what it is. And America, we have to stand up and resist this, because this is just the beginning of the end. This Obama, by being a phony and a fraud, takes away such a basic portion of our Constitution. And there's nothing more important than the Constitution. And that's why I'm doing this. This crosses party lines, okay?
Stay there. Stay there. Absolutely. Okay. And you founded the Birther Movement almost 2 years ago, and you saw the documents. There is no doubt. He cannot be president. He was an adopted. He's an Indonesian citizen, period. He's an Indonesian citizen. His real name is Barry Sataro. He is a fraud.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Your calls on the takeover of healthcare coming up. They're very smart, very ingenious rats. How they're going to phase it in, actually, through 2018. The taxes come this year and next year. And when I read the legislation, I can't believe this is, I mean, it's worse than we even thought. That's why they never let us see the final version. Okay, Phil Berg, you've got this big march coming up. We'll have you on as soon as you announce the date. Everybody needs to go to this. It's not going to solve everything, but it'll be another big step towards doing that. Reading the Mail newspaper with him, says his teachers, his name was Barry Sitaro. He admits his name was Barry Sitaro. He was adopted. We know he was obviously not born here. He was born in Kenya. But regardless, we've got him on the citizenship issue because he shouldn't be able to be a U.S. citizen because he's an Indonesian citizen. But all of that is sealed. Where do we go from there?
Well, first off, what you say is absolutely true. And then some people come up and say, well, dual citizenship. For dual citizenship to exist, but it wouldn't give him the right to be president, both countries must have that. That has not occurred. Indonesia now has dual citizenship as of the year 2005, and it's not retroactive. So back when he was born in 1961, when he was adopted around 1964 or 65, there was no dual citizenship. He is adopted. There's school records. We filmed them. AP filmed them. A TV show filmed them. They're actual true records. And that's why when he went to Occidental, people know him as Barry. His real name is Barry Sitaro. So every time he uses the name Barack Hussein Obama, that's a fraud. He committed fraud in 50 states to run for president. Every time he got sworn in, Barack Hussein Obama.
What do you think of the movement of everybody calling him Barry Sitaro now?
That's what we should do. We should actually call him Barry Sitaro. But we really have...
And they can't stop us. I mean, that's a health care way to protest. That could bring him down if just everybody starts calling him Barry Sitaro, the Indonesian citizen known as Barack Obama.
Right, because it's illegal. You know, if you have an adopted name, that's your real name, okay? That's your legal name. I mean, I'd like to see, but we can't see any of his records. All of his records are sealed. Again, for your listeners out there, why would you spend over $1.6 million fighting all the lawsuits if you had nothing to hide? He is not a natural born citizen. The strongest case I have, Alex, is pending in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, where I have sued Obama, stating that he's not natural born, he's not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien, and therefore the salary and benefits he received as a U.S. senator were fraudulent, and therefore that money, about $1 million, should go back to the U.S. Treasury. I'm hoping the courts can do something with that, but I doubt it. There's so much pressure on the courts coming from Obama and Obama's people.
From Barry Sitaro.
The people.
From Barry Sitaro.
Yeah, we can do something. We, the people, can do something. And we can mobilize and do things peacefully. We're going to start putting stuff up on our website about flyers they could download for the march. As soon as I get the march date, I'll call you back on that. But we have to start doing stuff. We can even get people, we'll have it up on our website soon, to have signs out there. Five people could stand over at a bridge on a major roadway during rush hour, and you can affect between 5,000 to 25,000 people. So we can mobilize this issue. I think this health care thing is probably the greatest thing to help us put put Barry Sitaro in his place. Barry Sitaro, Michelle Obama, or I guess her name is really
Michelle Sitaro.
Michelle Sitaro, Howard Dean, other officials at the Democratic National Convention, committee, senior campaign people, and senior administration people, they should all be subjected to the criminal justice system and tried, and those that are convicted should go to jail. And with this, any day now, Alex, and you'll get it, I'm going to be issuing a press release calling for the deep throat of Barry Sitaro. Someone out there is going to want to save their can, and they will give us the information, the final information we need. Remember, on the situation with Watergate, Nixon didn't go down because of the break-in. Nixon went down because of the cover-up. We now have Obama in office for 15 months, and we have a massive cover-up. So we can get to him peacefully, and I think we can do it with, you know, thank God there's people like you out there that will talk about the truth out here.
And it came out last year that Barry Sitaro, masquerading as Barack H. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, that he's got a full team with an enemies list going after the birthers. I mean, they've got the Republican Party leadership against us. That means where there's smoke, there's fire.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is that we can do something. You, the American people out there, join together. Like at the end of this show, you know, send my website to people you know, everyone in your address book. It doesn't even cost you 44 cents for a stamp because you're...
ObamaCrimes.com and Infowars.com.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Phil, stay there. We're going to come back and take calls on healthcare. Get your take on that. Other tidbits of info you've got for us. ObamaCrimes.com. Attorney Phil Berg is our guest. He smelled a rat 2 years ago, and we've got a good chance of bringing down Barry Sotero and his gang of crooks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
They want to run your life. Big corporations, big banks, they're robbing the whole planet. They wrote this health care bill. It makes you buy their services. It lets them lower the quality of it, where the government sets the standards, where you can't demand on your insurance what you want. It taxes people that have good insurance policies. And then we got Barry Sotero, a guy who became the head of the UN Security Council, high treason, illegal on every front. He is an Indonesian citizen. It was illegal at the time. It's unbelievable. Phil, talking to Phil Berg, Attorney Phil Berg, former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, a guy of real conscience who stood up on so many important issues. I guess in the final equation, it is good news that people are finally really starting to read the bills, and they're finding out just how criminal this group is. But take the carbon taxes. They say they're going to try to pass that where Barry Sotaro and Michelle Sotaro and their controllers can shut down any factories they want or any businesses. You take the takeover of the car industries. If you were a big Democratic donor, you got to keep your car dealership. If you weren't, they went out, this came out in Congress, they would take your dealership away. I mean, you've studied Barack Obama. Am I right in saying he is a complete mafia thug?
He's, just think for a minute. He is so bad. The people he associated with, if he applied for a job as a Chicago police officer, he couldn't even get the job because of associations with Bill Ayers and Reverend and the other people around him. He couldn't get a job as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent, yet they're protecting him now. I mean, this guy is so bad. We don't know how he came on the scene. We don't know who the payoff went to. He deceived the American public, and I think he's getting blackmailed now, ladies and gentlemen. I think I might have mentioned this before, but think about it. The cabinet he has is not a cabinet of change. It's basically Bill Clinton's cabinet, 70%. The programs he's put forth in the past 15 months, it's not a programs of change. I think he's being told what to do. Remember, Alex, at the beginning, he wanted to keep his BlackBerry. So I don't know whatever happened, but that's probably how he gets messages. Someone's controlling him. Someone's telling him what to do. I think back then they said, Bill Berg's right. You're a fraud. You're a phony. You want to be president, you got to play ball our way. And I think that's why we have the cabinet we have, and that's why we have the push on the program he has. But it's time. Listen, what they did this health care is outrageous. When 80% of the people in this country say we don't want it, they go ahead and pass something like that. Hopefully the 80% of the people will stay together and vote out every one of these people that.
And now they're saying they're going to spend $3 billion, or one report says $3 billion a year in government-run TV ads with taxpayer money telling us how great this is and lying to us over the next 10 years. I mean, how much money is that? The next three, that's $9 billion. So I guess it's more than 20-something billion. I mean, this is totally insane. And what scares me, Phil, is this is an all-or-nothing game for these people. They're clearly going for broke. And I agree with Michael Savage. I believe Obama may stage terror attacks to blame it on his political enemies as a pretext to save his agenda.
I wouldn't doubt anything about him. But how about the other part, the Medicare? He says they're going to take $500 billion out of Medicare, but then he has the audacity to tell people on Medicare that none of your benefits are going to get cut. I mean,
yeah, let me stop you again. They're saying 30-plus million will be forced to buy insurance who are working poor, and then they're saying another 10 to 15 million will go on Medicare and Medicaid, but they're going to cut it by $500 billion. That's their number. Some of the numbers show it's $1 trillion. How do you bring more people on the program and cut the funding, and then still give the care?
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, I think if you gave this question to a two-year or to a second grader, they would answer it better than Obama answers it. This is outrageous. How can they take that kind of money from a program and still give you the same thing? They're taking that money from the program to supposedly pay for this new health care bill. I wonder who's getting paid off on this health care bill.
And then they're saying the IRS will get $10 billion every 2 years. That's Associated Press to fund running it. And it actually says, in fact, I've got it right here. I read it in the first and second hour. The actual provision that the IRS will look at your medical records. It all be digitally uploaded. They're allowed to share it with other agencies. And if you get care they say shouldn't be covered, they're going to fine you.
And who's doing this? The IRS is going to be doing this. I mean, they're really medically trained for this. It's everything about this bill is outrageous. You know, a few things sound good, and some people are going to say, well, my kids can be on until age 26, and they're going to cover this and that. But you got to look at all the negatives on this bill. It's just no good.
Who's going to pay for it, Phil? We're going bankrupt here. I mean, who's going to pay for it?
That's right. That's right. And listen, I'll be glad to take any questions from anybody that wants to call in, too. I have no problem with that.
All right, we're going to go to the calls right now then. Kate in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The work that you do.
Welcome, Kat. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. And I think now is the time for us to all bounce, find together and find a solution to this mess. I mean, it's one thing about getting angry. We're all angry. But I think we really think we need to start thinking about what we're going to do to take care of all this mess. And
well, Kat, I want to hear your take on solutions. But all I've given for 3.5 hours is solutions. Take your states back, nullify, lawsuits, expose Barry Sataro as a fraud. What are your ideas?
Well, my idea is, what do you think about all of us contributing to a fund on Infowars.com to hire constitution lawyers to fight this health care plan? I mean, every day they're taking more and more of our constitutional rights away from us, and if we all bind together and we all contribute to a fund to hire the constitution lawyers, I mean, that's their job, right?
All right, Kat, let me stop you. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you and get Phil Berg's take.
Well, right now, before you hire other people, let's see what the various attorney generals, many lawsuits are going in all around the country. So let's wait a few months and see what happens on that. But again, the courts do not like to get involved, and they can delay it. That's why I think we need a peaceful revolution. We have to get people organized across this country together, come together with us, and we can show the government we're not going to tolerate this. Look at the thousands that came out at tea parties all around the country.
Millions.
And the millions, you're right. And we're going to have flyers available for April 15th. They're going to have various events on April 15th around the country. We're going to have flyers on ObamaCrimes.com talking about our march. I'll give you a date soon. And I hope that our march in Washington will be the largest ever, because we'll encompass everything on that. But there's one thing. If he's a phony and a fraud, which I believe he is, he's a usurper, everything he is signing is void or voidable. So people, you know, if you have various issues out there, the biggest issue he can't overcome is the fact that he's a fraud. He's a phony. Therefore, this bill that he just signed into effect will be void or voidable.
I agree. Now we know he's a fraud. We know he's an Indonesian citizen. And we know then that he can't be a U.S. citizen and he's an illegal alien. That's confirmed. No debate. Mainstream news hidden in plain view. But let me go back here to what Kat said. She's very sweet to think people should give us money. And there's a lot of talk show hosts who have political funds and raise millions of dollars and keep most of it. Even if I got the money, found the right lawyers and did it, this stuff all goes to the federal court in D.C., and it's very political. That's why I'm saying the attorney general's lawsuits aren't enough. We need state laws nullifying this and the state standing up and saying, your Federal Reserve Collection Agency, the IRS, will not operate in our state under this program, and we say it's illegal. That's constitutional. Sure, I could make a bunch of money off sitting here and just collecting millions if I wanted to, and then hire some lawyers. But and that may come up, but then if we fail, everybody's going to get mad at me, okay? The answer is you, the people, hitting him from every angle and calling him Barry Sataro. The power of everybody calling him Barry Sataro. And from this henceforth, I want listeners to email me, to scream at me, to yell at me if I call him Barack H. Obama. He will now be referred to as the fraudulent Indonesian citizen Barry Sataro, known as Barack H. Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy, as that reverend likes to call him, but I'm joking on that point. That is what we're going to address him as, because he's the figurehead for this criminal takeover. Phil Berg.
Absolutely. He is a figurehead. People are telling him what to do. What Alex says is perfect here. Do everything you can in the states, and Alex, I'm sure you will repeat, when we find out something that's occurring in one state, we can pass that along. Also, in the state of Arizona, I'm not sure if it passed yet, but there's legislation introduced there saying as of the 2012 presidential election, no one can run for president in Arizona unless they show that they're constitutionally eligible.
Yeah, it's passed their committee, and it's going to the full House.
Okay, if that becomes law, and I hope it does soon, then we'll take that and we'll send that out to the 50 top Republican legislatures and the other 49 states to see if they can pass that. There's ways of getting. Alex is absolutely right. We got to do things in the various states. But when we get this demonstration together, we need a march on Washington like we never saw before. And the national media, which is controlled by a few corporations, will have to cover this story. If not, the foreign press will cover the story. The independents will cover the story. And then we can force this issue, because we can do it. It was under the 10th Amendment. It's we the people. Everything else not discussed, reversed to
all right.
We the people.
We're going to go to more calls here, but I want to just throw the caveat out there. The states have the standing, because there are elected representatives, to say no to the feds, because the feds are ordering them as an unfunded mandate to implement this. They're taking our money and doing this. It's unconstitutional. But as citizens have their Cadillac policies taxed, and some of the unions are exempt, that is a massive civil rights discrimination suit that will overturn this as well. So there's a million ways to skin a cat. Not every way will work, but let's just start skinning and politically discrediting this fraud. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air with Phil Berg of ObamaCrimes.com.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Alex, I was listening to the program earlier today, and you had stated something about how Bill Gates did a Freudian slip. I was just wondering, do you know where you saw that?
Yeah, Burmese did a whole video on it at the InfoWar channel on YouTube. What's that called, that special TV program they do, that big computer show that everybody's part of? I mean, we wrote articles about it. Paul Watson wrote articles. It wasn't even a Freudian slip. He said, we need to have universal vaccination to lower population. That's a quote. Paul Watson wrote an article about it. I think the headline was, Bill Gates calls for inoculation to lower population. Pull it up. We'll put it on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen for you. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, Alex, the reason why I was asking is I saw that when they did the whole thing at Davos on CNBC, they actually showed a clip of that, of him saying that.
When he said it, everybody laughed. Go ahead.
No, that's about it. That's the only reason why I was calling today.
Yeah, there it is. Bill Gates, use vaccines to lower population. PrisonPlanet.com. Scroll down, and we'll show people. My guys are the best, how fast they move. They do it in seconds. You scroll. He said it at the World Economic Forum. That's the photo. No, there's a big national computer show, and that's where he did it. In fact, hit play. It'll show the intro. It's TED TV. TED TV is where the scallywag said it. Okay, there it is on screen for you. Okay, let's talk to Helen in Virginia. Helen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Silberg and Alex, I thank both of you sincerely for all the work you're doing and for trying to get this information out to the public at large, especially as it relates to Barry Sotoro. We know through the last 2 years that most of the information that's been shared with regards to Barack Obama and most of the resource that's tried to unearth various information about him has gone towards where he was born and his birth certificate. My position is this, and I've been following this, Phil, since you first started Obama Crimes, since you first filed your lawsuit. I'm a former Democrat, big huge Hillary fan. And so I started this way back when and following this. And what became abundantly clear to me is just the disinformation that was being sent out to the public at large about the birth certificate and the meaning behind the birth certificate, because it never mattered. From the time that young man was born, he could have been born on Mars for all I care. But the whole issue has always, always been about the adoption of Lolo Sotoro and his mother forfeiting her former husband, whoever that may have been. She says it's Barack Obama Sr. I do not believe that. But she forfeited the moment she signed the adoption papers for the formal adoption of Barack becoming Barry and moving to Indonesia. So I've never understood this whole birther issue and never understood why attorneys went after a issue that was
well, that's because they would never release the original. They would only release the receipt, and there's a cover-up. But I think Phil agrees with you now, and that's why I'm getting fully on board, because I've seen the evidence. It's 100% that he's an Indonesian citizen, and that makes him ineligible. Phil Berg.
That's correct, and that's why It doesn't really matter where he was born. He is adopted. His name's Barry Soturo. That's his legal name, unless he legally changed his name. Also, did he go back through immigration? Even if he went through immigration, he could have only been naturalized. He couldn't be natural born anymore because he became natural of Indonesia. He's a fraud. He's a phony. In one of his books, he says he found his birth certificate. He knows where he was born. He knows what he's doing. When you see Michelle and him laughing, they're laughing at all of us because of the charade they're putting on.
Yeah, they've always been worried about this. That's why he planted that in books before this even happened. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Joe, actually. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, it's Jill, actually.
Okay.
I think it's interesting. His initials, B.O. for he stinks and B.S. for, well, bull samples. Yeah, I love your show, Alex. We've been listening to it for a year. I wanted to know, your speaker there. He's from Montgomery County, PA, right?
Correct, yes.
Yes. Are you familiar with my name? I don't know if I'm allowed to say it over the air.
I'm not sure if it's Joe, but you can get in touch with me afterwards. I'm not sure.
Can I get that number somehow? I'm telling you, I've had some problems with Montgomery County's courts, and I've had feds and stalkers and military.
Well, everybody's had trouble, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. But Phil is super, super busy, but we'll try to find out more. You can go to ObamaCrimes.com and email Phil Berg about your issues there in Montgomery County. But it's tough all over. There's corruption all over. It's like Mexico is collapsing into tyranny right now, because once criminals take over society and the government, everything just starts falling apart. And that's the whole point here. Phil Berg's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Pre-order Invisible Empire, our new film. Get it first at InfoWars.com and Police State 4, Total Enslavement. Support us. Buy the books and videos.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, nothing is perfect in this world. We're not going to have all the answers, but action is victory. We know this is illegal. We know it's unconstitutional. Look, it's in my film, Fall of the Republic. The U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, says it's high treason if a president becomes an officer of any foreign government or group. He's the first president because it's illegal to become the head of the U.N. Security Council. And they were all there and said this was momentous and celebrated. They celebrate treason. They celebrate making you their slaves. These are avarice-filled control freaks. And we must bring them down. We must kick them out. And we must understand the Republicans are bought and paid for by the same insurance companies. We've got to hold their feet to the fire. Let's talk to Donna in Colorado. You're on the air with Attorney Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for being on. Sometimes I think you're the only one that understands me. I wanted to real quick tell everyone about the caucuses. Everyone said you had to learn something. I've changed my registration from independent to Republican. I didn't do any of the stuff that I thought maybe I should do, but I decided I got in my car. I drove over there, and by the end of the meeting at the caucus, I'm going to be a county delegate and a state delegate. I'm involved in some other things. You don't have to know when you get there. They're more than willing to help you. But the other thing I want
to... And the people are angry. You're going to find like-minded people now. We've got to take the government over. Phil Berg. Do we have Phil?
We have to all form together. We have to... What she did is great. You get out there. Our voices by alone are nothing, but together we can accomplish something. She became a delegate here. We can do things. Do everything, as Alex says, in the various states. We can bring the lawsuits to various states, but together we can get together later this year and next month or two, and we'll give you the information. We can show that we can stand together in a peaceful revolution, that we're not going to tolerate this. There's more people against what Obama's doing than are for him.
And we have to keep this on the front burner by running for office, by being delegates, by filing lawsuits, by marching. You build the movement. This is going to be, it took the New World Order decades to get this through. We're going to defeat it in just a few years. Donna, I appreciate your call. JC in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
First of all, I'm a former Marine, and letting you know that. And I've definitely woke up over the last couple of years. And I found one thing today, and I have a question for Barry also, but the Georgia Guidestones were unveiled at noon on March 22nd, 1980. It's kind of, you know how the New World Order is about their numbers. And I just found it on a search engine. And today would be 30 years later, and the bill was signed at noon, which was kind of weird to me. But anyways.
And wait a minute. The 22nd or the 23rd? You mean they unveiled the UN Georgia Guidestones that calls for exterminating 80% of the world's population? They unveiled it on the same day 30 years ago at high noon.
Yes.
Oh my God!
It's in the American Wired magazine, and this article was written 4/20/09, and they unveiled the Georgia Guidestones at noon, the 20th or the 22nd, or maybe the same day as today. 30 years ago, and then in the article it also says these Guidestones will come to pass in 30 years. It's in the article. It's like a...
Oh, my God. We got to get that to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. That is too crazy of a way to end it. The UN wants to exterminate you. It sounds crazy. It's in all their documents. They want to use government-run health care to do it. This is death care. This is death panels. Phil Berg, I salute you for the work you're doing. In the next week or two, as soon as you announce this, we want to have you pop in for 10, 15 minutes to officially announce the march, and we'll be supporting you as much as we can, Phil Berg.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon. Retransmission starts now with a jam-packed four-hour show at InfoWars.com on the streams. Re-air on AM and FMs across the country. I want to thank all the affiliates. I want to thank the great crew today for the wonderful job they're doing. I've been like a bull in a china cabinet. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.